The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you better insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we will look at how nurses give back to their communities and the world. In this episode of the Nursing Notes Live podcast, I got together with a nurse and a physician assistant involved with the NICE ERG, the Nursing Innovation Council of Excellence Employee Resource Group at Johnson & Johnson. Nurse Maida Figueroa is an executive virology sales specialist at Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. And physician assistant Yvonne Wind Vasquez is an account manager at Janssen Therapeutics, a division of Janssen Products LP. We talk about the NICE ERG program and their recent trip to Nicaragua to participate in an initiative with the Ministry of Health in Nicaragua and Save the Children, a non-governmental organization that promotes children's rights, provides relief, and helps support children in developing countries. Here's that discussion. Maida and Yvonne, I want to thank you both for coming on Nursing Notes Live this month. It's really a pleasure to have both of you here joining us.
Jamie, thank you so much. It's an honor for us to be here.
So we always start off with one question for our nurses on the show, and I'm curious to hear about your answers to this as well. Maida, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us why you wanted to become a nurse?
Thank you, Jamie. I wanted to become a nurse since I can probably remember. When I was a very young girl, my grandfather was stricken with Guillain-Barré. And he was extremely ill in the hospital. And I just remember, you know, the adults just feeling so anxious and worried for him, and watching the healthcare team get him back to good health was probably the first opportunity that I had to think, gosh, you know, I want to be one of those people. I want to be someone that helps bring a member of the family that's so loved back to good health. And then later on, when I was exploring career opportunities in high school, I was fortunate enough to know two really great nurses that had very different nursing roles. One was involved in public health, and the other one was in an acute care setting. And my dad always wanted me to be a nurse, and he pressed me to meet with these folks and spend a day with them. And once I saw what they did and how their, you know, their lives really were touched by the people that they cared for and the difference that they made each and every day, it just really solidified it for me that that's who I wanted to be. I wanted to be someone that gave back and had so an enriching life and made a difference in people's lives to bring health to each and every one of the individuals. And the teaching that they did, that was another interest of mine. They did a lot of patient education, and that just really appealed to me greatly. So ever since I can remember, to answer your question, I've always wanted to be a nurse, and I'm so grateful and happy that I did.
That's fantastic. Yvonne, how about you?
You know, Jamie, similar for me. I mean, I think since I was an adolescent, I always wanted to be a nurse. My father had suffered many years with COPD, and having seen the suffering that he went through for many years really encouraged me to pursue a career in medicine. So I would say I decided to become a nurse at age 18. I graduated high school early. I was fortunate and went to nursing school when I was 17, actually, and graduated when I was just nearly 20, and worked at private urgent care centers for 7 years. Loved that. Loved being in the trenches and having that excitement of ER, and always wanted to help people. And but pretty much I wanted to further my education, and I thought of going into to get my MD, and heard about the PA program, and I decided to actually do that. And really what led me to that in combination with the nursing is my husband and I had started a community outreach program called Street Reach in the heart of New York City, which actually began on 14th Street in Manhattan, and which led to the cleanup of many young men who were prostitutes, drug addicts, and who actually subsequently got infected with HIV and AIDS. And at that point, I really realized my purpose in life and knew that, you know what, in order to make a difference here, you know, to be able to prescribe to these individuals, let me go back to school, you know, and, you know, get my prescribing license. And I thought that that became a better option for me at the time, because my dream was actually to become an AIDS specialist, which came true as initially I started working in Miami with a physician and as a PA, and I was able to provide medical care to those affected with AIDS and infected, and graduated from school in 94 from Hahnemann University, and was able to really live my dream as a nurse in the beginning, and then subsequently as a PA, and work in pharma now currently, you know, in the HIV sector.
That's fantastic. And speaking of where you work, you guys both work for companies that fall under Johnson & Johnson's umbrella. And I noticed that as part of our talk about giving back as nurses, that you both belong to their employee resource group for nurses called NICE. It stands for Nursing Innovation Council of Excellence. Yvonne, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your involvement with that group has been, what it means to you to have an organization like that within the company?
Thank you, Jamie. I was very impressed. I had no clue at first that Johnson & Johnson actually had this initiative for the nurses. So when I heard about the Nursing Innovation Council, or group, I was, you know, very excited to join up and sign up and get on the conference calls. And then along with MITRE, you know, we had been on the same call at the time, and they had shared with us about an opportunity to be able to travel to Nicaragua and partner with Save the Children. And we weren't aware that Johnson & Johnson was even business partners with Save the Children, along with the Ministry of Health. And we, you know, both of us at the same time, and MITRE could share that as well, you know, but both of us had a heart for this. After we got off the call, we really felt compelled to really reach out to them and to consider us to be a candidate for this. And actually, the goal of that initiative was to spend about 2 weeks working through remote areas in Nicaragua. And the purpose was basically to assess the medical training programs, which really had been implemented already by these two organizations. And MITRE and I, we were able to actually achieve our goal within 1 week and identify the areas of improvement for training and any gaps in care in which the NICE ERG wanted us to do, and J&J can aid in a greater way down the road. And what we saw was pretty much that those individuals who worked alongside with Save the Children and the Ministry of Health, their mission was to train these community workers, the brigadistas, to treat really the most common childhood diseases, and pretty much diarrhea, malaria, pneumonia, and their focus was to improve maternal health as well as child health care, and works in partnership with the Ministry of Health to reach those endless numbers of children who are living in poverty. And MITRE can expound a little bit more on that as well.
MITRE, go ahead. What are your thoughts about going on this trip as a nurse?
Well, like Yvonne, I was immediately drawn to this opportunity. I've always had a strong desire to do mission work, and the involvement of and backing of Johnson & Johnson and the NICE group really solidified that decision for me. Also, Yvonne and I, you know, this is part of nursing. Nursing is all about teamwork, and we partner very well together out in the field. So I had absolutely no hesitation in thinking that, you know, we would do a phenomenal job as a team going into Nicaragua together with a common goal. So I was immediately drawn to the opportunity, and knowing that my team member, Yvonne, would come with me, that just made it even better. And back to NICE, I think that, you know, for us as Johnson & Johnson employees, I think that the beauty of working for this organization is that not only are we working in the roles that we work in, but our company really encourages us to enrich our lives, enrich our roles by joining these types of employee resource groups and really furthering developing ourselves and collaborating with not just people in our own area, but all around the world. So that just makes all the difference for me. The fact that we're so focused on Credo and this nice group initiative really gives back, it's a testament to living our Credo every day.
Maida, what were one of your experiences? Can you maybe give us an idea of what that was like being in Nicaragua?
Well, no words can really express, you know, how much it was just so heart-wrenching and beautiful and exciting at the same time. I think for me, going there, not really knowing what to expect, we had an idea in talking to Joanne and Heidi from NICE. We had an idea what to expect, but, you know, it was really the people for me that brought that whole experience to life, and the heart behind it was the faces, those kids, the expected moms, the Save the Children staff that we worked with. It just meant so much that our company goes, I think, beyond any other organization, we could say that internationally, to really give back. And I felt just so humbled and really unbelievably touched that I was one of the persons that was selected with Yvonne to be a part of it. It meant a great deal. It really did.
Yvonne, how about you? What experiences do you recall that really had an impact on you?
Oh, there were so many. I mean, we're so grateful to really Joanne and Heidi for giving us this opportunity that we were able to have these experiences. And, you know, we were able to witness the level of compassion and commitment that these brigadistas, they were like the liaison or the medics in between the care, having that care, initial care with the patient, and in determining whether they needed hospitalization or medical care or antibiotic therapy right there and then. And just seeing that level of commitment that these individuals had, that were volunteers, that they would cross over rivers to get within their community, to get to these patients, mothers who are expecting, and these little children, and to see how dedicated, how determined they were to just help these individuals. The passion was just incredible. And you know, some of those experiences, we met some amazing people, such as a young, determined mother who wanted to become a brigadista. She was very, you know, proud to really be able to give back to her community. And she had walked actually 2 hours with her six-year-old son from her community to receive this brigadista training from the Ministry of Health. That was very impressive. And on top of that, Maida and I, during that time we observed the training, we actually, both of her son and another child sang to us, which broke our hearts. And another memorable time would have been when Maida handed her iPhone to this young boy, Joshua, and we taught him how to play Angry Birds. And within minutes, it was like he was having the time of his life. And just seeing that and being able to, you know, give him a little bit of time and just see him laugh and sing and be happy after walking 2 hours and initially first telling us that he was so tired really touched our hearts. The other thing was just driving along to the different regions in the jungle, you know, to get to our destinations, seeing these kids that live in poverty and just running to our car, and we would give them cookies and just love on them, and they just were so gracious and exhibited such gratitude and their smiles. We will always remember their smiles and that they had, just for us to just to stop and say hello and just to greet them and spend time with them. That was definitely some of the most memorable experiences that we've had.
You know, Yvonne, I love hearing about kids all over the world because it just impresses upon me that children are just children wherever you go, that they're the same everywhere, and they find joy in the simplest things around them. And even if they're tired, they seem to just wake up to the joy in things around them. That's an amazing story.
That's so true, Jamie. And I, just to add to that, I think that not just children are the same all over the world, but really people are all the same all over the world. We have the same, you know, wants and desires. You know, everybody wants to be loved and have, you know, a home and have clean water. You know, those are the basic things that, that we all want in our lives. And, you know, we saw such a lack of some of that in the areas that we visited. And, you know, going in there even a little bit goes a long way because they have so little, but they're able to accomplish big things through, say, the children especially. I think that, you know, with the shortage of resources that they have, they still manage to do a lot of good and are having a huge impact in actually saving lives. So for us to see that even in, under those kind of conditions, as Yvonne described, a lot can be done.
As we kind of get close to the end here, one of the things I've talked to a lot of nurses about that have gone on these types of mission trips is that it has been the impact of the trip that they've brought back with them. What are some of the things, Maida, that you came back and it changed your perspective about when you returned home?
Well, definitely, I believe that us as Americans, we're very privileged. We have so much, and in the healthcare system, we have everything at our fingertips. We have every imaginable resource, and you know, we have all the technology in the world that we need. And sometimes even that, gets in the way of giving, you know, just that human touch. And that's what I think that nurses do the best is cutting through all that stuff and just getting to the heart of the person and making lives, you know, better for patients, their families, and so forth. So I was able to see, you know, in Nicaragua that even with the lack of resources and the little that they have, you know, there is a difference being made there. And it's because of these people, these volunteers that work kind of like a healthcare provider, without all the bells and whistles, but they get the job done and they're having tremendous impact. So for me coming back, I so appreciate what we have here. So Thanksgiving was an even more special because we came back just before Thanksgiving this year.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that recent. That's amazing. Yvonne, what about you? What did you bring back with you?
Yeah, what I brought back with me was that many beautiful Nicaraguan children are living in poverty, yet their parents work together in communities to survive. No matter how bad they have it, they are survivors, and they make the best of their lives. And it's something that really America can learn from countries like Nicaragua. And it was amazing to see the unity and the gratitude that people had for the little that they had and their substandard way of life compared to what we have in America. I mean, it's just incredible. And, you know, one-third, Jamie, of all Nicaraguan children, they never enroll in elementary school. They fail to attend. They work in the coffee fields, or they drop out before reaching the sixth grade. The majority of these children, it's pitiful. You know, you could see their future, you know, written what's going to be. You know, even if they have the potential to be something or do something, which every child does, you know, they're you can predict actually, you know, how the outcome will be. And it's very sad. And other risks that actually threaten these children are malnutrition, teenage pregnancy, early marriages, child trafficking, sexual exploitation, gang involvement, and also HIV and AIDS. And, you know, I believe, as well as I'm sure Maida, with all my heart, that we can all make a difference within our own communities, as well as within these countries that have human beings living in these deplorable conditions. And we feel very strongly that everyone should give back a portion to what they have been blessed with. We have so many resources, as Maida said, and opportunities here living in America, and we really are without excuse to help our fellow man. And my hope is that others, you know, would hear the cry of those who suffer in these circumstances and lend a helping hand, either financially, physically, on a missionary trip, emotionally, or even spiritually.
Yvonne, as we wrap up here, my last question is, looking at how nurses have always really been integral parts of the healthcare on the fringes of the societies around the world, what would you say to nurses and even nursing students that are listening to this about the importance as nurses of giving back to their communities and the world community?
I think sometimes we take things for granted, and being a nurse, it gives you the opportunity to really go to the places that other individuals, you know, may not be able to ever reach in their lifetime, and to be able to give nursing care, medical care, and to be able to teach, educate those who are without. And I would give them the advice that if you're attending nursing school, it's really important to get out there and get that experience, whether it's going out there and feeding the homeless or going to these communities where there's indigent individuals and really assessing the needs there in your local communities, as well as taking on the opportunity to have those opportunities to go into the mission field. Maybe it's the Bahamas to an AIDS camp, maybe it's to Nicaragua, you know, wherever it is, to be able to make a difference in the world, because in the U.S. we really have greater access to health care and we have cleaner facilities and medications available. But as a nurse, being able to be that hand extended to that patient, that individual who is in need, and be able to communicate with them. And patients, individuals have a way of expressing themselves more to a nurse than I think outright to the doctor. They feel more comfortable. The nurse takes the time to basically spend with that patient and gets in that trench, in that area where the patient can really let down their hair and be honest with what they're experiencing, what they're going through. But I think it's really important for individuals to allow that opportunity to come into their lives and set themselves apart where they can be able to touch lives in a greater capacity, because nurses can do that with the training that they've had and the experience behind them in whatever field, whatever specialty that they have.
Maida, how about you?
I couldn't agree more, and I have to say that this was my first mission trip, and I hope to do many more in the future. It really enriches your background, your skills. Coming back from something like that, I think the value in that experience can really be weaved into the day-to-day jobs of any nurse. It doesn't matter what setting you work in after you've gone to another part of the world that doesn't have the sterile environment and all the tools and all the resources that we have, and you witness what can be done, you come back with a whole different perspective and attitude about what can be done with everything we have.
Make sure you check out the entire December 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at how nurses give back to their communities and the world. You can read the entire issue at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I sit down with student nurse Kelly Hunt, current National Student Nurses Association president and a nursing student at the University of North Florida. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.